Blog Talk Radio.
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this day revealed to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I?
Church and state has come together to let your glory shine.
Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I the First. Bring me my sons and daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari. In the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world in the land of Ethiopia.
Of our rights.
voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conversation turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. All right, all right. If it's Sunday night, you know you're listening to the Ethiopian Royal Federation Incorporated, local number 26, the Women's Auxiliary, hosted by the one and only, the lovely Miss Sadie Gomez. Let's put our hands together as she comes to the mic at this time.
Well, thank you so very much, Dr. Winborn, for your nice and warm welcome. This is Miss Sadie Gomez of Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, coming to you live and alive. It's a wonderful Sunday evening. And to my listening audience, if you hear the noise in the background, I'm actually outdoors, outside. I'm still spreading the word, but I'm out here having some fun, and I can conduct the show from outdoors. I have with me some lovely people with me this evening, but mainly this evening tonight I want to talk about Ethiopia and my wonderful trip that you are doing. That it's great that we can share and experience our wonderful Dr. James Winborn. I don't know how much people are here in our audience, but I want to give congratulations to our big brother who did us so proudly as we waited for him to return, and here he is. And thank you so very much, my brother. So I want to put the pressure on you and hand the mic over so you can give me some of your experiences as we go along. So this evening we want to know about our motherland, and just tell us something that we so eagerly and anxiously awaited to hear. So Dr. Winborn, I welcome you.
Well, thank you. Just getting back, I tell you that we had a wonderful time in Ethiopia, and listening to the opening song, talking about the Ethiopian World Federation and talking about Sheshimani takes on a whole new meaning for me now when I hear that. To have gone to what we equate in the Ethiopian World Federation as the Promised Land, that land granted to us by His Majesty Haile Selassie, it was a great privilege and honor to go there, walk amongst the land, walk amongst the people, get to interact with the people, get to see the people that's on the land, get to meet the neighbors. So that was a wonderful within itself, just to be able to do that. Just to be able to say that, yes, we no longer have to go by hearsay, chitter chatter. We have had the experience now where we've gone there ourselves and we've got a much clearer idea of what the situation there in Sheshimani is. And I'm glad we did not miss it. I'm glad we was able to go and be a part of such a great event. You know, we've had a wonderful convention, a wonderful election. We've had everyone support it. We've had the mayor of Sheshimani came and spoke at our convention, giving his signature of support in what we was doing, and that was great. And we was able to take some pictures afterwards. I even got invited down to a ceremony that they were having in the dining area, and we got to dine with the mayor just a little bit more, spend a little bit more time. We've had a lot of time. We got to meet with a lot of the who's who in Addis Ababa. I mean, we had meetings because we was about establishing and about doing the Federation's business. And so we met with all of the right people that we needed to meet in order to bring the Federation along.
Yes, Dr. Winborn. I know not able to support tonight, but I don't know how many people are lined up waiting to hear of such greatness.
Right now, it's just you and I.
Well, that's a bad company, but I want to say congratulations again on the fact that you have made us so proud, and not only have you made us proud in such a way where we can record this information, but truly you are well accepted by your brothers and your sisters in Ethiopia. So right. I am pleased this is our next frontier. Maybe you'll see this as your next home, perhaps. Was it that kind of experience?
I mean, that would be special. You know, we had a meeting with the elders of the Aroma tribe. And we put together something called the Peace Coalition, which you'll be hearing more about. But they was trying to get me to change my flight and to stay another 2 weeks. But I told them I couldn't do that. But I promised that we would get back together via Zoom and continue these talks. And these coming together, these ideas are coming together, what we need to do for our people. So we got a lot of great things accomplished. And you know, that was really big. Because we heard so much about the Aroma people and the Aroma tribes, to be able to sit down with their elders and talk about what we need to do and how they need to support the Ethiopian World Federation, and the Ethiopian World Federation needs to support the indigenous people that are on the land. And let's find solutions at this point that's good for everybody. And so we was doing that. And as you know, we had the opportunity to sit down with the Crown Prince, the grandson of his majesty, and to break bread and to break ideas and to talk of business about the Federation, what needs to be done. So it was a very, very, very productive trip. We've come out of there with the support of who's who within the government of Ethiopia, and we are very happy about our success.
It is so wonderful. Well, you know, of course, I can't help but post the picture under various other people, of course, in our local. We are having presently a little problem, but when I posted natural answer right away, like, oh my Lord, how did this happen? I said, oh my gosh, natural, you can hardly stop greatness. I have been the devil's advocate. Because the fact about the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, headed by Dr. James Winborn, is no longer talking a story. They are having a story. They are doing a story, of which for 20 years we have been in Wonderland. And I am so happy that you're able to break this ice, whereby other people in the world have no Ethiopia's fresh water hands, because it's not no private institution conducted by five Rasta people and you have to beg to come in. It's nothing of the sort. But it's something of great for all the black people of the world. We the black people of the world. And it's the only thing we got.
That's right. It's the only thing we have. So we need to protect it and we need to come together, understand what we have, and get our egos out of the way, and let's do what needs to be done.
Exactly. And I am happy that this appointment, the Almighty himself, have shielded you, brought you back safely into this particular ground. It's a wonderful thing, and there's great work to be done. And even when you've passed the baton many years from now, it will be a proud moment, because I know while you are in that driver's seat, I know we'll be going places. So I am so happy at this time, as I said to you, 2024 is my year, because I know that as we go along and we progress, the world will come to know of us. So not only would you need one secretary, you might need two secretaries.
Right.
Abundance of work to be done, because now it's not just a small section of people, 16 or 20, but the world, you stretch forth your hand. So the conversation has gone out, you know, his line has gone up toward the earth.
So I am so
exuberant about the whole occasion, knowing that what you have done, it took us almost 20, 30 years within conversations and meetings to put forward. And it is good that in 3 years, you were able to open that door. And oh my goodness, what a great day.
Right. You know, it's really like divine alignment, how things happen. And so I look at it like it's not even me. God is doing it. We had no idea that the mayor will be interested in participating at the level of what she did. We were not planning to have a meeting with the elders of the Aroma people, along with the Sultan Muhammad. That was something that happened once we got you at this. It was a little impromptu. It was just really divine alignment, the way a lot of things came along. And the mere fact that we were actually able to get the grandson of Haile Selassie, Prince Hermes, to come to dinner with us, to break bread with us.
That is the biggest blow mine of all. That just sealed the deal.
Yes. So when I say I had nothing to do with any of that, it was just by divine alignment and how things fell into place. You know?
This is how I feel.
Right.
This is how I feel.
Right.
That's when I say to you, when born, you know, when you traveled, and I said, I lay in my bed within my meditation, and I say, Father, you know, this appointment for president, you alone. I said that if Dr. Winborn is the right person that you have placed in that seat, may it be well that he should regain the presidency and win. I said, if he's not the right person you structure, then let us see who you have placed there. And when I heard the great news, I'm like, Father, you're still on your throne. You're still in charge. Because I know definitely it's a divine intervention. You are not functioning on your own, and you have a burden for your people to make this good. So this is not even about you. Mama Africa is whipping you, and you are carrying these people almost on your back. One day you might behave and say, did I bring you all in the womb? Yes, you have become Father Moses. Oh, gosh, and one day you'll complain, but that is nothing. You have to say anything. She's going to help you.
Yeah.
She's going to help you. Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah, but indeed, I feel so proud of what has happened, knowing that whatever progression is made, it's for people, you know, and something has to be done that we could continue this legacy that was started in 1937 with all the chaos, confusion, immaturity that it has been going along with. So I am very, very happy that for those of us who have the strength to just move forward, because we have a few rotten apples among us, but I have ignored them total. Let us, however, move forward, you know, into the vocation to which we're called, because this mundane job with all the burdens is something we do not for ourselves, but for our people. And many times we have asked ourselves, Father, you know, you placed me upon this earth with great intelligence. What can I do for my people? You know, and sometimes unconsciously we act because we see the black nation, we see the direction they're heading, we see no leadership, we see certain things. We know that Jesse Jackson is dead, and Al Sharpton is also dead, and we have seen Obama is really not black, he's white. And then we start to look around and say, what do we have? What do we have? Then we have this great thing, the Ethiopian World Federation. So let us come together and honor this house that we should all have to run in a time for shelter. It is our very survival that we should come together. And but as you say, and as we know, if God is in it, it will go a certain way. So man don't have the control of power over certain things. So may we just do right in the areas that we can, knowing that it is not about man at all.
Right.
And the more that, you know, we move forward, the more provoked you will, you know, people will come and the temptation will be great. But the challenges,
well, we just know that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. And that's, you know, that's my mantra that I've been hanging on to. And
yep.
I say, look what we've been able to do so far.
Uh-huh.
Who would have ever imagined that we would have been able to do some of the things that we've done so far? And this is only the beginning. We've been able to lay the foundation. Now we have to build on those foundations and build on those relationships. I mean, because the Crown Prince asked us to do some specific things he would like for us to do. Some specific things he would like for us to look into on behalf of the Crown Council.
Oh, how wonderful it is.
So I would say absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
Of course, because these are our brothers and sisters.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
And we were once kings and queens at the throne, and we knew what has happened over the years. But since it is Ethiopian Federation rising, it's a new day. The new day has come.
right. So let's embrace it. Let's brace ourselves and let's do the work. Let's do what needs to be done.
And let us be glad in it.
And let us stop with our egos and understand that your arms are too short to box with God.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
And so
get on
board and do your part to help out. Be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem.
Right.
And so again, we're not mad at anybody. I was telling somebody the other day when I was coming up in the Pentecostal church, you know, we used to say, ain't nobody mad but the devil.
Right.
Ain't nobody mad but the devil. And so everyone ought to be happy about what we see happening. The growth and the coming together and the new relationships that are being built. And the history that's being made. And let's get excited about it and continue to build.
And may we grow from strength to strength with great understanding that as a people, as a whole, we have to reclaim our greatness because we want certain high spaces. We want rule. So therefore, petty foolishness, like who stole my shoes? I mean, what kind of foolishness is that when we are government? There are people that are waiting and depending on us for a direction. So those of us who know we have leadership qualities cannot be caught up with the trivial. I refuse to be dragged on a trivial.
Right. You're absolutely right. But when we are blinded by our own ambition, then we get caught up in the trivial because we do what we think we need to do in order to support our positions. You know?
Yeah.
So we need to always be conscious of that and be aware of that. But we got somebody else into the queue. I think I know who this is. We're going to open the mic up. 518-866. 518-866. Welcome to the call. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening? Surprise.
What's going on, brother?
I'm hanging in.
All right.
Youth of the Federation and Incorporated, the Women's Auxiliary, Local 26. Before you go, because it's a pleasure to be on with y'all. And Dr. Wayne Vaughn, back from the motherland.
Yeah, man.
How was you, and how was the trip?
It was great. I'm going to ask you, Sister Sadie, is it possible you can move away from the noise just a little bit?
Yes, I am trying very hard to do so right now. I can mute my phone.
All right. Okay. Yeah, good. Say that again, Dr. Robinson.
You're back here from the motherland of Ethiopia, and the convention and so many things happening over there, I know, particularly the convention for the Ethiopian World Federation and all the special things that went on at the convention. But also, what was the atmosphere like in Ethiopia? You know, because we heard so many things from the news media. What was your experience?
Listen, you know, what I can say is just don't believe the hype. The stuff that they're saying that's going on in Ethiopia is nothing like what's really happening. You know, you have a couple of skirmishes up north, and then that's it. It's not in the capital cities. It's not in Addis Ababa. It's not in Shashamani. It's not in Harar, Senegal. It's in none of those. It's in none of those areas. And where they did have the scuffles, not to demean it or try to downplay it, was nowhere near the size of what is being reported here in the States. And that is actually a concern of the Ethiopian people. They even asked, you know, what could we do about that here because of the level of propaganda. So is there some fighting going on somewhere in Ethiopia in some northern part? There are some gang activities or tribal activities where some people got hurt. But it's not major, and it's nowhere near any of the urban or populated areas in Addis Ababa or in Shashamani, for that matter. As far as the people treated us great. They treated me like a king. I want to thank all the people that was there. They supplied me with my own security. I felt so special. And they treated us very, very nice while we were there. And also, you know, it was historic. We was able to get a lot of stuff done while we were there for the 3 weeks in Shashamani and Addis Ababa. So we're real happy. We're happy about what, you know, the things that we were able to accomplish and get done during this particular convention.
That's great. That's great. We heard so many wonderful things as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying about what you were doing in Ethiopia. Historical people. The Ethiopian World Federation is rising. It's moving on. It's going into great things. I am so happy because even here, you know, on the ground here, things have been said in different levels of confusion. But just the fact that you were there and everything that you experienced while you were there made a big difference. You know,
right.
It was really a blessing to all of us, people who are part of the Federation and people who are not, because the connection of our people, you know, that's universal. You know, whoever did it and whatever organization get it done, it's a blessing to all of us. And I hope that, you know, we all see it that way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and I hope that also, not hoping, but I know it will, it's going to bring people closer to the Federation. It's going to get more people involved. And it's going to expand the Federation tremendously. So I'm just happy. Convention, how the convention went down. Just the historical factors of you being there. And so many wonderful things that you have done in the Ethiopian World Federation, bringing us up in terms of technology, in terms of unification, in terms of political, social, and economical, it's just a blessing. And everybody recognizes that as well. And people across the diaspora whether it's Africa or whether it's the Caribbean, America, Europe, wherever our people are, there's tremendous challenges, but there's so much inspiration came out of this convention. I mean, that's my personal assessment, you know. People were enthusiastic all across the world, the globe, and the global organization. And, you know, we just had a tremendous, it was, you know, though that everybody could not be there physically, the spirit was just awesome. You know, there was a good vibe.
Right.
I just want you to know that you were recognized, and what you were doing is being recognized by so many people, and we appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes
you can do a lot of work, and people don't show their appreciation, give you your flowers while you're living, and sometimes it's good to say that, because I just personally see that you did an awesome job, you know, and I know there's a lot of challenges going down the road, going the way with our people, there's always challenges as well. But you stuck in there, man, and you put things together, and you unified the people, and the people recognize that. You know, like I said, everybody that was either connecting with each other on the phone or connecting through the Zoom or connecting to conference calls, everybody was just appraised at how Ethiopia Federation Rising, the concept of Federation Rising, the concept of us coming together universally, something that, you know, I never experienced, and I've been in a lot of organizations over the period of the last 45, 50 years, and I never experienced this level of unity across the diaspora, across the globe. So, man, you know, it's awesome. You know, it's just a good feeling, seeing where we're going from here to where we're going. There's nothing that can stop us. There's nothing that can destroy this unification, and I'm just so happy for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I was telling Sister Sadie that I'm just happy and honored to be an instrument in this movement, because everything has been of divine order, of divine alignment. Things have just come together. You know what I mean?
Right.
When I think about the idea that we were actually in Ethiopia, in Sheshimani, on the promised land, on the land grant, you know, so no longer do I have to get third party information as to what the situation was on the land grant. I was there for myself, walk it, feel it, met the people. And then to be able to have the mayor of Sheshimani come to our convention and give a speech and address the people, that was just a divine alignment.
Amen.
And to go into a meeting thinking the meeting is about one thing, and the people that are in the meeting turn out to be the elders of the Oromo tribe. The elders of the Oromo people that we're now breaking bread with. And out of that came an effort, something that we put together called a Peace Coalition.
Great.
Now, that was a divine alignment. And so we heard so many years about the conflict between, you know, our members and the indigenous Oromo people that are on the land grant, da 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 da. I look up, we're sitting in a meeting, we're having dinner with the elders, those that make decisions, those people that are recognized even higher than the prime minister, announcing across the table from us.
Wow.
And just by divine alignment, we just so happen to have a member there from a local 101 that spoke the language fluently, that could do the interpretation, so that there was no lacking, no misfiring in the communication. It was just unbelievable.
Wow. Wow, that's great. That's great.
You know, and then to top it all off, again with divine alignment, who would have ever thought that we would be able to sit down and break bread with the grandson of His Majesty?
Wow. Wow.
Prince Aramaeus. For hours, we sat and talked. We gave him a copy of the yearbook of the Federation, the yearbook in pictures. Now we signed the copy and gave it to him so he know who we are. And
I love it. I love it. Oh my God.
Yes, he's got the book. He's got his copy of the book.
I'm so happy I'm in the book. My God.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
How about that? And so, you know, we just had a wonderful time. We got a chance to be on the land grant. We met with Local 14. I think we did 3 to 4 events with Local 14. You know, and so we just, everything was really, really good. Really, really great. And we had a historic time, and we had a great time, and the people was lovely. We got tons and tons of pictures to show and to share with everybody. And we just can't wait to continue to get the word out as to what it was like to be in Ethiopia on what I call the promised land.
Well, Dr. Ben-Gwan, again, as I said to you, have made us proud. This moment is indeed something that we can celebrate. We are having small problems, however, with small bumps in the road. But I intend to fix this in a certain type of way, because what we'll do, we'll continue to move in strength. And Dr. Robinson, you will have to somehow step up as being the chaplain for some small time, because we need to bring more people into 26 and get ourselves structured and totally ignore what is going on that seems to want to cramp our style. Because here we are having very proud moments, and of course we see where the forces is trying to work against us, but we are not going to let those forces overpower us. So we are 26, you know, we obviously divided, but we have to hold a meeting, somehow a general meeting, which I would call. But I want us to also get Benjamin, you know, we got to stabilize him a little bit, because he's been invited to meetings, but he's not sure who. Because he told me yesterday there's a meeting that he's been invited to. I said, so he asked me if I'm going to that meeting. I have not been invited to that meeting. So I don't know if it's a meeting of presidents only, or if it's natural trying to pull him over on their side. It's a bit confusing, but what we have to do, we do have 4 strong ones, Dr. Robinson. We have the other runner, Robinson, Benjamin, and myself. So we would have to, what we're going to do, we're going to structure ourselves. We are 26, whereby we're going to bring other members in. Dr. Robinson, you would swear them in, and we would structure our 26. So for the other individuals who are going in a different direction, we just simply ignore it. So this is a suggestion I have. You know, I would take other suggestions as well.
Well, you know what? Speaking of Benjamin, yeah. I believe that's who's on the other line
here.
Hold on.
All right. Let me this for.
All right. So we're going to go to 914-979. Your mic is open. 914-979. Welcome to the call. Your mic is open tonight.
Yes. And, I'm glad to be on the call here tonight. And, you know, this is interesting because it was all somewhat divided with some of the things that we're doing. But the main thing is that there's some great things that are on the table right now that we could come together and participate in and, make some really great changes for the Federation. And those are some of the things that we're focused on right now as well. You know, and I would like to catch up with my brother Winborn there, to talk with him more in depth about it. But the bottom line is that, these are some things that we need to do to, come together in unity to really be able to be a powerful organization and make some great and wonderful things happen for our community. I really do believe that.
Well, I believe that too. I believe that we have the ability to do that, but I don't know if we have the willpower. It takes a lot of willpower sometimes to put our ego under subjection and to call in order our remedial righteous indignation. Sometimes that's a bigger challenge. It's a lot easier said than done, because certainly we have tried from the very beginning to pull everybody together, and we're in a situation where we're forced to be happy about those that we have pulled together, and we've been able to say, well, sometimes you can't get everybody, but we have not given up on those individuals, and those individuals that have individual motives also. And we just got to continue to keep our arms open, keep the door open, keep the doors of the heart open for them to come in, and then accept them as our brothers and sisters once that happens. In the meantime, do the work, though. In the meantime, continue to do the work. Continue to service those people that we've been mandated to do so, because we're working under a mandate, because our people need us now. You understand?
I definitely do. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we have to be willing to make the sacrifice to do that. You know, and I think that, you know, I hear people say to me that, you know, you're the one that could bring everybody together. You know, you're the one. I hear people that fight against me say that about me, that I'm the one that could bring everybody together. But what they're saying is I'm the one that could bring everybody on this side over to where they're at. So. And my thoughts are always, then why come? Isn't it easier for the ADR to come over here with the multitude than bring the multitude over there to where you at? Something seems to be wrong with that picture, because it suggests that you don't believe in a democratic society. You believe that your way is the right way and there's no other way, and that it could be a million other people going that way. No, that many people are wrong. I'm right, and this is what's going to be. So we're faced with that sometimes that we have to deal with. But if we can get through that, we're going to be all right. I know as long as you're praying, we're going to be good.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, one thing I would like to see if, you know, I guess we just need to find a day and a time that's good, but I would like to talk with you, you know, privately, because I do have some information, some good news that I would like to share with you. And, yeah, these are some things, as I said earlier, that can really be a great help to the Federation. But, you know, we'll talk about it and let's see what we could do, because the beautiful thing about it is that it's been a while for it to happen, but now the blessing's on the table, so I'm really glad to see that.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, Miss Dr. Bridges, before you leave, I'd like to give you a message in from Suit. Could you please send back Ralph Mikey down and give him your phone number, please?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. That's just, you know, by the way, he called me, so I forgot. But as I hear your voice, I remember. So please send back it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm here on the radio, but I'm in the park. It's a little noisy, so I know Dr. Winborn was very helpful in giving us information concerning Ethiopia and helping us understand what is actually going on there and the propaganda of the news. Because my friend, she lives there, and she also gave me some information. I'm so happy coming from Dr. Winborn, because you do understand that there's no propaganda concerning wars and disruption of countries and all of that. But we, the black people of the world, we have to be structured in a certain way where we have to come together to love, to know each other, and if you're best friend for her. So therefore, you know, we truly want to say that it's a blessed thing that we can get first-hand information, true information, and information without any sort of conflict where we can move on. I say over and over again, like, for the record, it's a proud moment for us indeed, a very, very proud moment, because we see we have to move forward in the country tonight, whereby information with comes in action. The black people of the world has come to know that there is something for them. Our brothers and sisters in Africa, they are longing to be with us, put everything together. And so far, we are rising as a people. And for those of us sincere who are appointed to such a purpose, we have no choice to fulfill the vocation. I am happy at this moment, special Sunday, where we are giving and having information, welcoming our brother back home and to this land. He came back with no broken bones, and we are so happy that he's here with us. We want to structure the Federation whereby the world can see the importance and observe our maturity within the Federation. So for those of us who have such qualities, we have to put aside all negatives, and we have to hold on to, which is right, that we can show our children and have this legacy move forward in a positive light. So it's not much people for having the studio today, but it's wonderful indeed that, you know, such a time to come in to play. So I am, as I say, wonderful and happy. And for our local 26, we'll soon have a meeting whereby we would strategize as to how we can move forward, how we could be positive within our local 26, whereby we can have ourselves functioning as a respectable local. For the bump right in the road, we have to really fix it. And we will do by and ourselves within our government. So any idea how we can do it? I have a few ideas. We'll come together in a meeting sometime next week whereby we can strategize and we can come together as a people, as a body, as an executive body, as right a federation, local 26, where we can be proud. Let us,
because we missed the fact that 26 didn't have a delegate, you know.
Yes,
at the representing or an alternate, so we got to make sure that that don't happen again.
Oh, that will never happen again, because also we are 26 did not quite understand, because we thinking the chaplain having the moral standing of the organization would have done something different. When I asked him concerning our dues, I was given a certain story, and I did mention it at a meeting whereby Gabby was in the meeting. She's chaplain. You tricked people into believing they were coming to 26 meetings when in fact they were some kind of chaplain members meeting. And when you found that you had enough of 26 members, one evening a forum was called and all of a sudden nomination sheets were given out. And by the time I turned around twice, I realized that I heard someone said the chaplain is now the president of the Ethiopian World Federation Executive Committee. Two members from 26 as well, Rashida McGee. She's now the first director of the executive committee, and another one, Lynn King, she is now the treasurer of the executive committee. These women do not know the difference, and they are telling me 26 had a meeting and they have a new president. I said, but Benjamin Bridges is our president. You know, so they are confused, and they are the ones who Natural has was able to pull onto his side. But notwithstanding that, we still have a role to play. We have an important duty to perform, and we have to appoint different people within our 26 as to what we can do. And
right,
the other body, we would have to simply ignore, because it simply does not exist in my world. So next week at some point, we're going to put heads together, and we're going to see what best we can do for the running of 26. Have our report done and everything, but we can bring in new people and appoint them positions whereby we can have a proper run in 26, and this will be something that, you know, we all will come together. As I said, we would brainstorm as the structure and how we can, you know, continue within the 26.
Right.
This is our next week at some point in time. We'll do so. But just when I'm in the park, it's going to be a little disruptive. So if there's not too much more people on the line, I know Dr. Robinson's on the line. Is Dr. Benjamin Bridges on the line as well?
Well, Dr. Robinson fell off. Dr. Bridges is still on. I know we're coming up on the top of the hour, and so I'm thinking maybe that we're shut down at 8 o'clock. We've had an hour of talking about the events that took place in Ethiopia and what we need to do, and we're looking forward to next week when 26 is able to get together, so that we can have dot all our I's and cross all our T's and be as fully compliant and functional as possible. So we're looking forward to that also.
Well, wonderful. As you said, we're coming to the step of the hour of close. So it's been a wonderful evening with you, Dr. Winburn, and for all of our other members and well-wishers who joined in. And as you said, we would structure ourselves whereby we can be a proper running of 26, and just be looking forward to doing. Dr. Robinson, you have the burden of being the captain at some point. I know it's a big position, but it's not too much work for the Lord. So nothing is too much to do for our Father who art in heaven.
Indeed.
And I would, I have a few women to bring into a point, and all of you see she's there as well. So I would, we would get a chance. I'll have them registered, and we get a chance to swear them. Even if you have to take us all to dinner, Dr. Robinson.
He dropped off. I'm sure he's gonna be glad he did. But I'll tell him that he owes us all dinner, just in case you don't know.
Yes, I'll bring a few women. I'll bring Olamisi and another woman, and then we would there's another young man to bring in. We already have a sergeant at arms. He's already registered 26. We move him up to that position. He is a formal martial arts expert. He has his black belt, so he's perfect for the job.
All right. Sounds like a good plan.
Yes. You know, so definitely. So as you say, well, you know, it's a little disruptive. I'm in party mode. I'm hanging out. I'm in the park. So Sadie's going to have a short evening.
All so right.
It's been wonderful, and again, next week, join me again next week Sunday for a wonderful Sunday evening where we can come together again and discuss the important events of our local country.
All right. Give thanks. Good night.
Good night.
This is a call in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this day revealed to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I? And daughters from afar, everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari, in the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish a model city to the world in the land of Ethiopia. The Emperor Haile Selassie I. The Ethiopian World Federation was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. This is not a calling for the United States. It's a calling for all the children of the diaspora.
It's a call to set our people free.
Set that people free.
It's a call to save humanity.
Glory!
The church and state has come together to let your glory shine.
Magnify the glory.
Thank and praise to the emperor with such a money on our mind.
Such a money on the mind.
The church and
establish a model city in the land.